Public school teachers are experiencing some of the same political divisions that were on full display during the presidential election, and some say it's affecting their work. Samantha Cass-Heiderscheid teaches at Kappa International High School in the Bronx.
We were mistaken to assume that our staff was all of the same political-minded thinking, and we've become very divided in some ways.
WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports on New York City teachers who are grappling with what's appropriate to say at school these days and what's not.
When President Trump's executive order on immigration came out, a couple students at a high school in Park Slope, Brooklyn, came to class celebrating.
Like, woohoo, yeah, Trump. And a few students had to leave the room because, like, they were feeling particularly vulnerable in that moment.
Karen Davidson, a visual arts teacher who helps run the Social Justice Club, wanted her students to feel safe in class. So she put up three signs.
I hung up a sign that said, refugees are welcome here. Everyone is welcome here, with a Muslim student, and Black Lives Matter.
Her signs were almost immediately taken down.
Turned out that a teacher had gone to the administration and said that they thought it was inappropriate for a teacher to post those signs in the hallway. So it opened up a debate about, like, what teachers can and should express within the school.
The New York City Department of Education says public school teachers are directed to, quote, maintain neutrality when discussing political issues in school. Davidson knows this.
And I've always been very, like, mindful of that, saying that everyone is welcome in my classroom. How is that partisan?
She says undocumented and Black and refugee students should hear from their teachers that they are welcome in school.
It's my responsibility to ensure that my students feel safe here and respected and honored, and that, like, hateful, intolerant ideas won't be accepted. And that's just it. And it's not about anti-Trump. It doesn't have to be about anti-Trump, even though it's directly connected.
Now I want you to meet another public school teacher, Anne.
I don't have a problem with immigrants, legal immigrants.
Anne is a middle school teacher, also in Brooklyn, who supports Trump.
Although probably my poster would say legal immigrants welcome.
She says she's been harassed by teachers who disagree with her politics.
I was called a Nazi.
By a teacher?
By a teacher and by an administrator. Insinuating that I'm racist because I want to build a wall, or insinuating that I'm some sort of, I don't know, white supremacist.
Education officials recently sent schools a letter reminding staff that it's a violation of DOE policy to create a hostile school environment for any student. Teachers at Ann's school say that's what she's doing.
Saying that my political viewpoints are not conducive to creating a safe environment for students, which is kind of shocking to me because they've never had that complaint before. They knew what my political affiliation was. And then all of a sudden they found out I was a Trump supporter and I'm no longer a safe teacher.
Anne is a social studies teacher. She teaches 12-year-olds at an average public school with about 1,300 students. She has Black students and Latino students and white students, but most, she says, are Muslim.
Saudi Arabian, Yemeni, or Bengali. So the vast majority of my girls will wear a hijab, but some of them just don't.
I found Anne on Twitter. She uses the hashtags #BanIslam and #DeportThemAll. But when we talk, she says things like she doesn't mean deport them all, just the immigrants who commit crimes.
Another hashtag that I saw on your Twitter page, which was Black Lives Matters are terrorists.
100%. 100%. I offer zero apology for that one.
Anne retweets conspiracy theories a lot. And she says some of it is a joke.
But some of it, yeah, is serious. The ban Islam, the Black Lives Matter terrorists. Do I fully believe in all those things? No, but I can't put ban Islam, well, sort of.
She says she's a lot more tempered with her students. And she says she doesn't want any of her kids to get deported. She appeared in court years ago arguing that one of her undocumented students should not be.
Whether they're here legally or not, they're my kids and I love them. It's once they come into my classroom that I don't really care.
Remember, she teaches social studies. That means she teaches government and politics, civics, and current events.
Recently, the students were asking me how I felt about the new executive order with the travel ban. And I'll always say to them, do you want the politically correct answer or do you want my answer? And they always ask for my answer, and I'll give it to them. My answer is I feel I am 100% in support of it.
Anne says that she leaves emotions out of the classroom, that she only sticks to facts and logic. So, for example, when she teaches the travel ban.
Originally, they were saying, oh, it's a Muslim ban, it's a Muslim ban. So we have to take down a map and look at all the countries in the world that are predominantly Muslim, which there's about 50 of them. They'll say, oh, there's six, not 50. So it, logically speaking, it can't possibly be a Muslim ban. Some of them will still disagree with me, and I love it when they disagree with me because that makes for a much better discussion.
These are pretty young kids. Mm-hmm. Do you think about, like, I wonder if what I said hurt their feelings, or I wonder if what I said makes them feel like, because they're from these countries, mm-hmm. like I don't want them here?
I definitely do. I tell them all the time, if I upset you, clearly you say it, because I never want to hurt a kid. Ever.
She has been told to not express her political beliefs in class anymore.
So I said, okay, I don't agree with that, and I don't think that's going to happen. I'm sorry. Sorry.
According to a survey by Education Week, K through 12 teachers are not any more or any less likely to express their political beliefs in class since the presidential election. Youth advocacy groups like the Rockaway Youth Task Force say that teachers need implicit bias training. They question whether teachers with really strong political beliefs can teach current events from a fully logical or neutral perspective. And they question whether they can fairly grade and discipline Black and undocumented and Muslim students.
I feel like the best thing to do with anything related to politics in school is to ignore it as a whole.
18-year-old Malachi Davidson is a senior at Scholars Academy in Far Rockaway.
I think that it can definitely change how you feel about teachers.
His economics teacher told students that she voted for Trump because he would be good for her finances.
What was running through my head after she told me that was, I didn't want to immediately assume that she was a bad person, but of course the thoughts did run through my mind, which she is. She's actually a great person, and that goes to her personally. But you're supporting someone who is against, you know, your classmates being here. Like,
Malachi says his teacher never explained why she thought Trump would be good for her finances. But she's the economics teacher, he said. She would know. Sarah Gonzalez, WNYC News.